We are derailing everything that we desire. It's not anyone else. It's not the internet. It's not the economy. It's not our list. It's not anything that we have blamed anything on. It is us.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hey, hey, gorgeous queen. I hope that you are having a spectacular day. And if you need a boost, you are definitely going to get a boost in the Divine Living Podcast today. This week, I have gifted myself the treat, the luxury of being offline. Glenn and I are just taking our consciousness, our manifesting, our love, our all of it to the next level. And so I wanted to gift you with some high vibe content from live events that I've done. So I continue to learn and invest in myself and grow myself. So that's what I'm doing this week. And I thought that this week would also be a great opportunity for you to get access to something that formerly you had to be in the room for. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a clip from a live event that I hosted previously. Lots of love.
That's what she's been saying all year. Listen to me. Listen to me. My dreams are not going to be pushed aside any longer. Right? I was crying too this morning. It's like amazing how much we as women haven't been there for ourselves. We're not listening to ourselves. We're not available for our truth and our majestic nature and for the superstar within to just unleash and be that gift and blessing in the world that then comes with all of those blessings as well. We are the ones not listening. All these excuses that we've got about, like, we're not visible in the world and people aren't seeing us. We're not the ones seeing us. We're not the ones owning it. Everybody you desire will see you once you see yourself, once you uncross your arms, once you wake up, once you dare to actually share your specialness with the world and stop polluting it with the low vibe bullshit that you have been taught is the way life goes about. Do not think that your energy doesn't rub off on the person next to you. And do not think that your scowl or your crossed arms or your low vibe or your doubt or your disbelief on whatever level, even if you're 95% positivity, if you got 5% negativity, what does 5% of black paint do to white paint? It pollutes it. So it's our ability to shake this up and become the women that we actually are. We were born perfect. We were born confident. We were born. How were we born, Roseanne? What's your son like? Well, then there's that. That is Roseanne, but we were born exactly who we were created to be. And so if we could get back to who she is, who you are, and drop the teachings of the world, and drop the disbelief, and drop the paranoia and the comparison, or any thought that you are not going to succeed, any thought that your launch isn't going to fill up, or that you're not going to make the money, or that you're not going to get the resources, or the attention, or the visibility that you need is on you. It's if you give up on you. We know about 11th hour miracles, but how long are you staying in the process to receive your 11th hour miracle? The 11th hour miracle is like, here I am, it's the 11th hour, and at 10:59, we're like out the door. When we're just, the miracle's like, it's waiting here. It's called the 11th hour miracle. You don't leave at 10:59, people. And that's what we do. We just take ourselves out of the game. Oh, this isn't happening. That thought, then it derails it. That belief, well, it's so much easier for her. And why would anyone sign up for me? And everyone wants everyone else and not me, right? We are derailing everything that we desire. It's not anyone else. It's not the internet. It's not the economy. It's not our list. It's not anything that we have blamed anything on. It is us. And the good news is we have the power. If we are available to actually access that voice within and listen to her, She is your truth. She is your pureness. She is your power. She has all the answers. And you know what? She absolutely loves herself. She loves her talents. She knows her capabilities. She's crystal clear on what she's meant for. You're the one who's confused. She's not. You're the one who's doubting. She's super confident. So start hanging out with her and listen to her and connect with her and develop your relationship with her and get it in your body and your being about how amazing you are. It's not about thinking it anymore. And that's not good enough. You got to own it and claim it and make that your calling. Make that your mission, that is who you are and how you walk through the world. However long or slow or quick or never you access her is your choice in your journey. That's an individual process that I respect. All I'm saying for anyone who wants and deeply desires to access her fullness now so that you don't have to apologize or tiptoe or dance around or be squeamish about it or wonder if it's right, you can get there quicker if you desire. The time it takes you is entirely up to you. So you're going to have another opportunity to connect with her right now. And you make this your own personal journey. Again, everyone's at a different place in their own personal development path, and I respect that. There is not a right or a wrong here. All I'm saying is I am not abiding by the rules that say something needs to take a long time. If I can bend time and space and remember that, then I will go there immediately. Does it feel revealing? Does it feel raw? Does it feel uncomfortable? Do I think about what it might look like in the process? Sure, but I am so much more committed to accessing that level of power and depth and soul and purpose than whatever flailing and flubbubs might look like along the way. That's me. You get to decide what your path and your journey for you is like. I find that changing your physical state and getting into your body will actually release whatever goes on in your mind so that you can soar, so that you can be the superstar, so that you can listen with even greater clarity and access even greater power and have an even greater light shine. So what we are going to do next, those of you, you're welcome to take your shoes off for this if you like. You're going to either walk this out, you're going to dance this out, you're going to be in, I'm going to request that your eyes remain open because you're not meant to be behind your table right now. Like, I want you to like walk through this song, dance it out. You can even start to spread out right now if you want. There's like space up here, there's space up here. Like, this is going to be your opportunity to move through the room in whatever way you desire. If I see a white man two-step, I'm going to be really disappointed for her. Okay? This is your opportunity. Go there. Get into it. And just if you look like you're in an ecstatic dance contest, doesn't mean that you're the winner. You got to show her that you're listening. That's your job. And this isn't like the time to be looking around the room at all. You got to look within. You got to keep your eyes open so you don't bump into somebody. But this is about your personal relationship with her. And how serious are you about being the superstar in your life? How committed are you to your love of whatever your mission is versus the fear of not being good enough? Because one of them's going to win out right now, and it's going to be obvious to you and your body. So allow yourself all of your capabilities. You are body, mind, and spirit, and she runs through all of those domains. So don't get stuck in your head here. Allow your body, allow your spirit, allow your soul, allow your sense of style. Allow yourself to do whatever it takes to go to the depths. If you're singing it out, then you belt it out by all means, if you know the words, or even if you don't. Make sounds, move your body, get into it. Remember, your job is to listen to her and to get the specialness of who you are. And right now, it's feeling really stilted. Can you feel the energy? It's like I am a massage therapist on a brick right now. Are you guys getting this? It's like trying to loosen it up. So why don't we do what a massage therapist does? We got any massage therapists in the room? I'm going to ask you to breathe with me, right? Wow. One more. Don't make this Gina's job to lift you up. You have been given the invitation. Now give yourself permission to go there. And it is up to you what you access or what you don't. She's there. She's asking you to listen. Your dreams no longer deserve to be shoved aside. Show yourself what that looks like and what that feels like within you.
I am putting together a really elite, super small group mastermind. It's called La Dolce Vita, and it is exclusively for women who are already at the six and multiple six-figure level, who want to journey with me as your mentor. And it's for women who are super high vibe, totally positive, completely enthusiastic, committed to their big goals and dreams, and really doing it the feminine way. You know, I've called this program La Dolce Vita because it is about the sweet life.